The Crimson Portrait by Jody Shields. Narrated by Josephine Bailey. Copyright 2006 by Jody Shields. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jody Shields and Little Brown and Company and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. A man in uniform sat across from her. It was a hot afternoon, and the sunlight in the drawing room turned the metal buckle at his waist into a sharp, bright square, his gold buttons perfect as coins. A stiff collar surrounded his soft neck. His face was indistinct, unaccustomed to giving orders. She guessed he had been called into the military from a business in the city.
"It will be a great adjustment to have the men occupy your house, ma'am."
"Yes, it will be strange." She attempted a smile.
"Had you thought of relocating for the duration of the war? Staying with family?"
"I have no other family. My late husband arranged for the hospital to be set up here before he enlisted. I encouraged his plan. I've never considered leaving. It's my duty to stay."
"You'll find the patients are a quiet group."
"I'm certain they will be." Her dress was thin, loose over her body. Only its dark colour gave it weight. She leaned forward. "Tell me, did you give the order to remove the mirrors from the house?"
"No. The head surgeon, Dr. McCleary, gave the orders. Best to have precious things out of harm's way when the patients arrive."
"Yes, there has been enough destruction." The Major's hands opened, a gesture of apology.
"We'll leave what we can in place. The lighting fixtures, some of the curtains. By the way, your chandelier is quite remarkable."
They simultaneously looked up at the ceiling.